Blog Talk Radio. Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.
Hi everyone, this is Natalie Jean. Yes, it's Natalie Jean chatting with Nat. And today we have jazz and blues artist Linda Andresano. She is going to be coming on shortly. She's trying to get on from Italy, and I'm sending it to her again so that she can get on here on this platform. So let me read you her bio. So born and raised in the south of Italy, classical jazz and blues music has been part of every living and breathing aspect of Linda Andresano's growing life. She has collaborated with a variety of Italian jazz musicians, and she continued to create and perfect her unique sound filled with soul, growing energy, and classical Italian roots. So we're waiting for her to get on because we do have a lot of people that come from overseas, and some of them cannot use the phone number that we have here. I think there used to be an option for Skype. I don't know. So while we're waiting for her, you know what I can do? And I can play one of her songs, and I'd love to tell you which song it is. She sent me one song that's called I Miss You, and another song that's called My Time Is Over. Now, I've uploaded this music to the site. Let's just see if I can play one of these songs while we, nope, she's here.
I can see you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Linda. I can hear you. Hi.
No. You're not going to see me. This is not where you see me. So you're live right now because I started the show because the show started about 3 minutes ago. No, this is not one where you see me. The other one that I do is like the IG Live. It's on Instagram where we can do a live thing, and we can do that another time. And I uploaded your music. I didn't tag the name of it. But anyway, so I'm glad you were able to get on.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So I'm glad that the link worked. First of all, I have to give you an applause. Let me just do the applause.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
I do that for everybody. So I just want, I want you to feel very comfortable. So how has everything been for you during the pandemic?
Oh, it was really difficult. You know, the first part of the pandemic, that week in Italy, the first part of the pandemic, and it was really sad. We were shocked and we were afraid. So we didn't know what was happening, and we were all watching every day TV and checking what was happening outside, and we were just inside and no work, and we were really sorry and and worried. But suddenly one day, it was a really beautiful day. So I remember it was a sunny day, and I decided I have to do something. I don't want to spend all this time just thinking about bad things and not doing anything for nobody, because I'm an artist and I want to do something. And I called my manager and they told me, you have to help me. I want to do a concert online or whatever we can do from online, sharing with other musicians this idea. So please help me to do that. And he helped me. So I started with, first one was a guitar player, and we shared a song from home. So he was at home, I was at home. We shared each other our part, and then I mixed them together in a video recording a video just with our mobiles. And yeah, it's everything on YouTube. And then I reached USA. So I started with somebody not too far from me. And then I reached Los Angeles, Republic of Dominica. Then I reached Austria, New York. Yeah, UK. Wow. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, at least I spent my time in a positive way. Yeah.
So did you do any live streaming? Were you able to perform on like your computer so people can see you?
No, not really, because the first part of the pandemic, I wasn't really organized. So everybody wasn't really organized, because at least in Italy, we weren't prepared. And so we really just worked with what we had inside our homes.
Right.
And then after a year later, probably I could have done something, but I just concentrate myself on my second EP, and that's why I didn't use my time to make streaming concerts. And
No, I understand that. So during the pandemic, you know, I've spoken to a lot of artists, and they said during the pandemic, they really thought about who they wanted to be as an artist. You know, they did a lot of self-reflection. During the pandemic, did you take the time to think about what you want out of life?
Yeah, actually, yes. I thought how was difficult living with this kind of job with no certainties, with nothing. So,
right.
And especially in Italy, where I live in the south, it's pretty difficult. So I thought maybe I have to think about doing something nearby this job, because just being an artist, or you are famous, or you can't survive with, in this situation especially. And the first thing I thought is I want to write things for myself. First of all, I want to say something, and I want to communicate my inner thoughts to people through my music. This was the first thought I had. And the second thought was, okay, because I have to survive in this world, maybe I have to continue to teach, because I am a teacher.
Okay.
And so I teach English. Sorry for my language. And I used to teach English to singers too.
That's really good.
So I decided to go on with this job, so maybe putting together my skills, my English skills and my music skills together, and making some courses to people who want in Italy, who want to maybe improve their English in the singing, you know. And then the very last part was, I don't want to sing anything I don't like.
Right.
So I don't want to do something that I don't like either. I just want to do something that I really like, because being an artist means especially being connected with emotions and feelings, and that's it. So that's the only thing I want to do. With art, I must be myself.
Amen.
Even though I don't earn any money.
Well, no one's making money except for the big stuff. We put a lot of money into our music, but it takes years. I'm still waiting to see when I'm going to get the return on my music, because it costs a lot of money to do this. How would you describe your music?
Yeah, actually, it's a little bit difficult, but I'll try. I want to say that it is a mixture of neo soul with some jazz roots.
Right.
So there is something jazzy inside, but with my Italian heritage. You know, I'm Italian from the South, and my powerful character must be inside my music.
Okay.
So.
I like that. No, it's good. What was the point in your life where you were like, where you said to yourself, oh, I have to do music. This is my passion. Was it something that you saw, something that you heard?
I was very young. So I was actually maybe 9, 10 years old. And I used to listen classical music, and I used to dance. So this was my first approach to art, you know? I was at the primary school the first time, and the teachers at that time told my mother, oh, she's very talented, you should support her to maybe learn dancing or music or whatever. And this is what I did later when I was actually 10 years old. I started learning piano. And yeah, so my games were just being a dancer or a singer. And I always answered to people, I want to be a singer when I grow up. So this was something that I always had in my mind. But then, you know, I want to be still a singer,
right.
But I have to work nearby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who are your main musical influences? Who did you listen to while growing up that you really loved?
Okay, the first singer that I really fell in love with when I was very young, I was a Madonna fan. Okay, she was really the imprinting in my life. But then... Oh. Yeah, because I was very young in the 80s, she was the best one, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then who really imprinted me with soul, jazz, and blues music was Aretha Franklin. Yeah, she was the queen for me.
Right.
And then, yeah, and then all the rest, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday. Yeah.
All of the great people. I mean, I started my career in music doing jazz because I love jazz. I love blues. It is my favorite genre. And all those people you mentioned are just fantastic. Do you play an instrument?
A little bit the piano, but my first instrument is the voice.
Yep, I don't even play. I have a smart keyboard that's still in the box. I needed to take it out, so I need to learn. I think it's important that artists should learn how to play one instrument. I mean, right now my voice is my instrument, but I think it's great if you can play you can play an instrument. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah,
so,
just a little bit, so I can put some chords. Yeah, but playing is another thing.
You're way ahead of me. What do you love about being an artist?
Okay, so for me it's always love and hate in the same time. What I love, staying on the stage, feeling all the vibration coming from the public, coming from the music. All the vibration around me with the musicians on the stage, all the vibration that I receive from something that is untouchable, but that you still feel. So that's what I really like.
Now, when you perform, what do you prefer? Do you like a more intimate setting or do you like a large venue, like a large concert? When you perform?
Oh, it depends. I do prefer something in the middle. So because, you know, jazzy or blues performances, you don't get any big stages. But I do prefer stages in general, but also intimate venues if it happens. What I don't like actually are maybe the weddings. Because you don't decide what you want to do.
right. It's more tailored to what the couple wants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Italy, you know, in the United States, it is sometimes difficult for women in the music industry, you know, hard for us to get certain places because it's a male-dominated industry. Is it the same in Italy?
Yeah, it depends. You know, in Italy, it is different. So it's not because you are a woman or a man. In Italy, it's difficult because you must know people to enter the right doors. That's the most difficult thing here.
Yeah.
I don't think it depends from your genre, so that you are a male or a female.
Well, at least that's easy. I mean, over here, we also have that. To be able to really succeed in this business in the United States, it's great if you know somebody. Not necessarily necessary, but if you know somebody, I mean, it can open big doors for people here. So we're going to play your song, I Miss You. What is that song about?
So I Miss You is a song in which I talk about somebody that I missed, and I'm really angry. And I just make reflections about how people are so superficial. Mm. And they just think about something only when they already got lost, or they think, mm-hmm. oh, I wanted to have this, but now it's over, and you should have thought before. And so it's a song about lots of regrets, and that's it.
All right. We're going to have a word from our sponsor, and then we'll play the song. Hold on.
Hi, it's Jordan.
And Madison.
And we're Jay Madison out of Nashville, Tennessee. We'd love to tell you about B-Squared Management, artist services by artists for artists. Get your press, branding, single release, and sync success plan now at bsquaredmgmt.com.
And listen up to our latest single, Down, now on Spotify.
My mind, run away.
Good question. So it must be something that I have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly bad experiences. It's like, yeah, when we suffer, we can write very good. We can express all our feelings. And there are 3 points. Yeah, sufferances, and then I need to travel because when I travel, I get lots of inspiration.
Right.
And I must be alone. It means I must be alone at home, nobody, just me, the nature, the piano, and the silence. So that's the best condition. And sometimes it happens just like I decide to write something and it comes out because it was already growing up in my mind, but above all in my heart, let's say in our heart, okay? And then I just go I just sit in front of my piano and then it just comes out. And you know, I'm not the English mother song, and sometimes it just comes out like a flow, you know, also the words without thinking, just very, yeah, fast. It's a automatic process.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you start with the verses first, or do you start out with the chorus? You start out with
it
the melody?
Depends. Yeah, it depends. There are some songs like this one, I Miss You. It came in my mind, first of all, I Miss You. So just the melody of I Miss You, so the refrain. And then I started to write all the verse around it, okay? But there are some other songs that they start from a music, so a melody in my mind, or some other songs that start from the beginning, you know, just put some chords and I start to think about, oh, this is nice. I must add some words on it.
Right.
So there isn't a real process. It's just a creative process. It can be in a way or in another. So every song has its own story and its own process. I don't have a specific rule. The only rules were just silence, nature, solitude, and something to tell.
And what happens when you get writer's block? When nothing comes to your head? What do you do when and if that happens?
I normally decide to travel, but in this moment it's not possible.
Right.
And I used to go maybe in my favorite places here around me, like green parks.
Mm-hmm.
I like walking along and listening to the sound of the nature.
Yeah.
And I like to read. I need reading. Mm-hmm. Or listening to music. This is also a process that I need sometimes. Yes. In this moment, there is a sort of writing block because we don't experience much. But I've wrote something and I'm producing these two latest songs that they are coming in the next days.
Okay.
So, So, sometimes you just have to think, okay, if I don't experience anything important to say, just don't say anything. So taking time.
That's right. You got that right. One of the most interesting places where I always tell people this is I always get great ideas for songs when I'm in the shower. I don't know if it's because of the water. I don't know if it's because of the acoustics, but my God, I always think of the greatest. And then when I come out of it, I can't remember a word. I need to create something where I can just, or bring my phone when I take my shower, make sure I don't take a picture of myself, but record whatever was on my mind. I don't know what it is. And I talk to a lot of people and they say the same thing. And they say, my God, you can come up with the greatest songs in the shower. I think because the water is so soothing.
Yeah, it can be. So for me, it's mostly the nature, not necessarily the sea. Because, here where I live, if you go to the sea sometimes, not in the winter time, but mostly in the spring or in the summertime, it's too crowded. So I need the silence and the solitude. And here it's pretty difficult to get it by the sea, and that's why I prefer the parks in general.
Mm-hmm.
The best ideas, to me they always come when I am driving in the car.
Yes, that happens. That happens to me too. But see, that's easier because then I can just pull out my phone. And I'll just record something real quick, and then I have it there, and then it's a beautiful moment. But most of the time, it's just like, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this quick, and then I have a melody, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this down quick, and then sometimes it escapes, even when I have the whole idea in my head and I'm ready to pull out the phone and I'm like, okay, what did I just say? It's crazy.
it's crazy. Understand that.
Oh, it's crazy. How do you promote your music? We have to work so hard at getting our music out there so people can know that it's out there. So how do you promote your music?
I don't promote a lot, actually. So I just use Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube. And just I used to tell people, listen to my music. So I don't know much, actually. So what I do is on the web, mostly.
Okay.
So I don't have a precise process. I'm not a very good promoter.
It's okay. We're all learning every day how to promote our music. So we're going to play your next song, which is My Time Is Over. What is that song about?
This is a sad ballad. It talks about two people that they met, and then they decided they have an affair, and then they decided to divide and not to see them anymore. And she talks about this experience, and she tells about all the feelings that she felt during this meeting. So that's the story.
That's the story. All right, let's play it.
Ground I was already down. You found me armless, and I killed my eyes nights long to keep yours in my mind. And caught my body whispering, I can save me, I can let you go. Tell me you say you love, love. My time is over now. I will live without. I close your door and start crying. My way is far and I belong to another.
Fantastico.
Thank you.
Oh, it's really good. I love it. I told you, that's my favorite genre? Favorite genre of music. This music business can be very crazy, and you know, people just don't understand how much work is involved in making music and trying to push the music and trying to get out there. We're always learning every single day. You know what I mean? What's one of the things you wish you had known when you began your career in music?
So when you start your career, you have no idea what is coming. So how many sacrifices you have to do. Everyday training and then new ideas and then pushing your work to get engagements and concerts and asking people and meeting people and praying people. And so my wish, I would be glad getting maybe even just 10 concerts in a year, but very big. So at least something like festivals or engaging stage, you know, in which I can really express myself, fully express myself. And I would be really glad and being appreciated by the people who like this kind of music, you know, and that would be enough for me. So I don't expect to make concerts like, I don't know, or Madonna or things like this, because so I believe that this kind of life is also difficult to support and to live. Like, so I saw I believe some months ago I saw the docufilm about Lady Gaga's life, and yeah, you know, I was thinking just this: how can she survive in such a way of living? So she has no freedom. She has to work even when something in your private life is happening and you are feeling sad and you have to smile and sing and training and going up and down, flying back. And so, you know, if I could live this life, I would probably do it. So I would be happy to live this life, because it's something that everybody, so every singer would like to get such a success. But then I just, you have also to consider the bad sides of this life. And so my wish is really tiny, not so big. It's just tiny.
You raise a good point, is that if you want to get into this industry and you become extremely famous, you know, there's you lose a bit of your life, because everybody wants to get to know you, everybody wants to know, be in your business. But at the same time, you know, before you enter this business, you have to have that understanding that, you know, and no one should be so involved in your life. They don't have to know every single detail. However, part of the fame of music and being an actor or actress is that, you know what, people are going to want your autograph, or they're going to stop you and ask you questions, or they're going to make up rumors, or they're going to do this or that. And it can be a sad life and it can be a joyous life at the same time. You know, it's all how you take it, how you choose to deal with the situation at the time. So what advice would you give to somebody that's trying to get into the music business?
Get it out. Leave it out. Don't start. I really have no advice in this moment, especially. So don't give up. Never. Mm-hmm. If you have something to tell, if you have the fire inside, don't give up. Just that.
Yep, no, that's
seriously, It's the only advice I can give.
No, and that's very good advice, because let me tell you, you have to have a strong, you have to have a lot of willpower to be in this music business. Now,
yes.
who would you want to collaborate with, anybody that's alive or dead?
Okay, dead, yeah, Aretha Franklin or Billie Holiday.
Yes,
maybe Lady Gaga, even though she does everything different from what I do, but I really appreciate her style and her. And then there are the two singers that are less famous, but I really, really love them. One is Judith Hill, and the other one is Candace Springs. So those singers I really appreciate. So I would like to collaborate with them. Would be a dream.
No, that's fantastic. What is a quote that you like to live by, like a message?
Oh, a quote.
Or something that you say all the time to push yourself, to remind yourself that this is what you want to do.
There is one. When you wake up in the morning and you think about or singing or something that it is connected to what you feel inside, and then your last thought is exactly the same, then you are just an artist and you have to continue to do it. That's it. Your thoughts are so connected to with your desire, then you have to follow this desire.
That's true. You know, every day I try to send out a inspirational quote. And I think what's important is that you have to believe in yourself and you have to believe in your music, and that you shouldn't let anyone try to change you. You should be able to express the music that you want. You should be able to write what you want. People can come and advise you, but at the end of the day, it is your decision and your life to create what you want. And that, you know, you just have to decide what type of artist you want to be in this world. Because you can be anything that you want to be.
Yeah. I mean, you must be yourself. So you must be confident. And at the same time, you must respect yourself. This is something that I really have in front of me, in my mind. So respect yourself and respect your feelings and try to follow your path.
Amen. 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 Well, Linda, it has been wonderful to have you on. I'm glad that you were able to log on. It has been a great conversation. I'm going to follow you. Obviously, I already follow you on Instagram, but I'm going to follow your music career to see what you're doing. And then next time, hopefully we can do an IG live where we can.
I hope.
Yeah, no, next time let's do that. We'll schedule another time. So I hope you have a great rest of the week, and thank you again for being on Chatting with Nat.
I was very happy to be with you. It was a great chat. So thank you for having invited me, and see you soon then. Thanks.
You soon. This was Chatting with Nat with jazz and blues artist Linda Entresano. Until next time.
Bye.
Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.